friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man walked to work every day, 17 miles one way. Then kind strangers handed him $26,000. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Few people must allow nearly 3 hours to get to work each day, but one Oklahoma native who walked to work every day took that, his only option, in stride. That is, until Michael Lynn crossed his path. Great employees get to work on time for every shift, and they don't miss shifts. But what about an employee who does those things even when he has to walk 17 miles round trip each day to work? That's a hardworking and dedicated individual. That is Dante Franklin. 20-year-old Dante is a cook for Buffalo Wild Wings. He works at B-Dubs to support his family, but without local public transportation or vehicle, getting to and from work is very difficult, particularly when the weather is extreme. Yet, without missing a shift, this young man walked to work day after day. Dante credits values instilled in him by his mom for giving him the determination to keep going. "I really don't care if it gets tiring. I just have to keep pushing," he said. "I walk just to make my family proud." Dante has struggled since he lost his mother. "She passed away when I was 16 years old. She had hepatitis C. After she passed away, it's just been hard for me," he explained. One day, when Dante Franklin was making the trek to work in the sweltering Oklahoma heat, Michael Lynn offered him a ride. As they visited, Dante shared his situation with Michael, explaining how he walked to work each day. And Michael was moved to post Dante's story on Facebook. As people saw Michael's post, they became eager to help Dante. And the community of Moore, Oklahoma, did just that. In just a few days, over $26,000 had been donated to help Dante get a driver's license and a car. And to hold him over until he had enough saved, a local bike club surprised Dante with a new bike. "I wasn't expecting it, but really it was a true blessing he gave me a ride," a grateful Dante said. Dante's long walks are behind him, but there is no doubt that given his character and commitment, he has a very bright future ahead. Dante feels blessed by Michael, but it sounds like Michael feels the same way about Dante. "I think we need to keep each other. I love this guy like my own," gushed Michael. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." Matthew 25:35. Dad killed at Highland Park Parade used his body as a shield to protect his 2-year-old son. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Kevin McCarthy, a dad killed at the Highland Park Parade on the 4th of July, made the ultimate sacrifice to save his 2-year-old son. When shots rang out at the event, Kevin used his own body to shield his child from the gunfire. A parade at Highland Park, Ohio, intended to celebrate America's birthday, quickly transformed into a place of terror when a gunman began firing into the crowd from the roof of a nearby business. Of the 7 people who lost their lives that day, 2 of them were husband and wife, Arena and Kevin McCarthy. Like so many that day, Arena and Kevin attended the parade as a family. They had their 2-year-old son, Aiden McCarthy, in tow with them, along with Kevin's mother, Margot McCarthy. And sadly, the Highland Park Parade 4th of July celebration turned tragic. There was little time to react once the gunfire began, but Kevin McCarthy did what every parent would want to do in this type of situation. He spent his final moments protecting his 2-year-old son, Aiden. The dad was killed shielding his child from the shots raining down around them. Aiden started out in his grandmother's arms, when a bullet hit her in the neck and ear, the 2-year-old ended up shielded by his father. "He had Aiden under his body when he was shot," explained Michael Levberg, Kevin McCarthy's father-in-law. "I'm sure it was God looking out for him. The Lord saved Aiden and saved Margot," Margot's cousin, Montgomery Kirsten, said. Shots fired hit Kevin and his wife, Irina, too. And while Margot survived her injuries, Aiden's parents did not. Police later found the little boy wandering around in the aftermath of the massacre all alone, and the boy's tragic story has touched hearts all over. In just a little over a day, an online fundraiser created for the orphan boy garnered nearly $3 million in donations. And though money won't bring Aiden's parents back, he and his loved ones are experiencing the love of Christ through the outpouring of support. "The North Shore community rallied to help a boy who we knew nothing about," wrote Irina Colin, the organizer of the fundraiser and one of the heroes who cared for Aiden during the tragedy. "We took him to safety under tragic circumstances, came together to locate his grandparents, and prayed for the safety of his family." In the face of senseless tragedies like these, it's easy to feel like evil has won. But we see the love and support pushing back against the darkness. It reminds us that no matter how bad things seem, God alone will have the victory. Please keep Aiden McCarthy, his family, and all those who were impacted by the Highland Park Parade 4th of July massacre in your prayers. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. John 1:5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, "God won't give you more than you can handle," "Time heals all wounds," and "Follow your heart." We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.